Welcome to
That Time We Started an Anime Podcast. Here are your hosts, Josh Keck, Adam Hart, and Danny Steinbreaker. Where has all the time gone? Can someone tell me I'm
listening at all our life long? I know there's... Hey guys, welcome back. It's just Adam and I this time around. As some people may know, at least, Danny does mention D&D from time to time. So unfortunately, his session kind of ran a little late, and you know, he had to work and everything else, so he was a little exhausted, so which kind of sucks, because I really wanted him to be on this one, but you know, hey, that's why we have three hosts. So, Adam, so we've covered this, I think, a couple of times already. I believe we've covered the animated series. We've covered the movie, and now we're going to cover the live action. And I wonder what anime we are covering. Do you know? Because it's one of my favorites.
Oh, did they make a live action of Evangelion finally?
Oh, don't get me started on that. If I recall,
it's not Evangelion.
I think they did, and it sucked horribly, or they tried to, but never got around to it. I would have to look into that one some more, but no, it's actually Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
And I know a lot of fans weren't happy, but then there are also fans that were pretty cool with it, you know. I mean, you can only do so much between, you know, and I've said this on the podcast before, you'll get Percy Jackson book series, you'll get the what they call a Percy Jackson movie, if you would call it that.
Right.
And then you have now the Percy Jackson TV series.
So I can understand.
Yeah, there's some things that, you know, obviously they got to try to focus on. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You also have to remember there is a musical too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so there's a Cowboy Bebop musical that we need to go watch.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, trying to adapt something, say, from a book or a movie or I would say like an animated series to a live action series, One Piece and stuff like that. You can only do so much, and I kind of look at Cowboy Bebop kind of like a retelling. I mean, it still follows at least the 10 episodes that they've done. And I think there was a little bit of a, I would, for the lack of a better word, say a fork in the road. But for the most part, I think they kind of followed the series to a point. And I enjoyed watching it. I really do. I mean, obviously, you know, you can't be the original. So it's got that going for it. Especially the Cowboy Bebop movie, which we covered. And that one, it took place, I think, between episode 23, 24, something like that in the original series. And, you know, I think to their credit for the live action, I think the visuals were really good. The music, the scoring on point for sure. I think the interactions with the crew is still kind of reminiscent. And to be fair, they did make this a little more adult oriented because it did have an MA rating on Netflix. So still, I think I enjoyed watching it. And I believe I mentioned this before when we spoke about when we covered the movie, is the way that the movie opened versus the way the live action series opened with the first episode. Now we're just going to talk, you know, in general. You know, we're not going to do episode by episode, but I do want to at least compare, you know, the fact that they actually used a scene from the movie, but adapted it. So with the movie, if you've seen it, it opens where, you know, Spike and Jet, they go to this convenience store, right? Well, in this convenience store, you have a guy that, you know, is robbing the place and holding the clerk hostage, basically, and telling her to laugh, stuff like that, telling him that, you know, he knows the ins and outs of the security program because he was one of the ones that, you know, designed it. And with the casino, it's in space, but it's the same kind of deal. You know, you have someone taking somebody hostage, you know, they're trying to rob the place. And it's pretty much, I wouldn't say, you know, point for point, the same. Obviously, there's a little bit of differences. But I totally enjoyed it. And I really love the fact that, you know, in the movie, you had, you know, Jet said that, oh, there's only, if I recall, it's like three guys. But Jet didn't know that there was someone in the restroom. So obviously Spike didn't know either. And they actually made sure that happened in the space casino scene. And again, some changes. So I'm working on my ums and uhs and all that. So I'm just trying to go off memory here. I don't remember if the fourth guy. Oh wait, yeah, the fourth guy did take a hostage, I believe, and Spike ended up shooting him in the head. Now, with the space, the guy had this, like, really weird, like, gun. I forgot what they called it. And shoots. Yeah, disruptor. And shoots. Ends up blowing a hole through the side of the station. and everything just starts floating. You see the chips. I think at one point something hit one of the handles and it paid out, and all these chips are flying everything, and Jet's trying to figure out how to, you know, shut this thing down or do the emergency shutter. Meanwhile, Spike's trying to, you know, hold on to their bounty. And, you know, they obviously they get it. But just that, like I said, it was kind of point on point, but with the show, it kind of deviated a little bit. But I really loved the fact that they had that. Because, like I said, the first time I ever watched it when this came out, I was like, wait a minute. And I literally had to find a way to watch the movie because it's so hard to stream it. And I'm like, well, I'll be damned. They actually did follow it. And even with, you know, the whole Red Eye deal, in a weird way, it was almost point per point. Yet there were some deviations, whereas in, you know, the animated series, there's a couple of different ways that, you know, Spike and his mark meet. I think at one point, in the animated series, Spike was in the restroom. And he comes in and he's washing up, whatever. But they don't. They speak. I forget what it was, but Spike kind of knows, okay, that's who I'm supposed to go after. And, you know, the meeting between him and the girlfriend kind of changed a little bit. And like I said, there are some differences, especially with the protesters in one of the episodes. They, instead of the sea rats, it's, or maybe it is still the sea rats. But it was like a disease that changed everybody to monkeys. It was like a virus, and then whereas in the live action, it was trees, which, holy crap. that was interesting to watch. I think the whole meaning of Ein, again, was somewhat different. I kind of wish that they had the scientists that were trying to track him down. Yeah, oh God. Remember how it went? It's like the driver, you know, just rambling on, and he's like, seems that way. Or the passenger was like, seems that way. You know, almost after every line. The chase scene. I wish they kind of kept that in. Ein, on the other hand, I don't remember him being able to shoot a video out of his eyes. But I think that was kind of cool. But in the original series, animated series, Ein was more like technologically smart and strategic smart. And I don't think they really gave the live action Ein that credit, which I kind of wish they did. As far as the clown dude, that changed a little bit as well. And I think Danny brought up one point when we were somewhat discussing the live action versus the animated series, that it was actually he didn't like cats, but they changed it now to where he doesn't like dogs. Yeah, so obviously there, you know, I think one of the major changes is that they, and I think Adam, before we started recording, and we've mentioned this before, I think, is they should have brought Ed in a little bit earlier. And I'm trying to remember exactly where they should have brought in Ed. Because I'm wondering if it was in the animated series, the Radical... Oh, okay. I remember now. So, the whole Radical Ed thing, where they investigate that computer, like, cult thing. If I recall, isn't that where they actually meet Ed? Or... Oh, no. No, never mind. I take that back. They meet Ed because of the... because of that satellite gone rogue. And they were blaming it on Ed, but it wasn't Ed. I remember that now. And so I think that and I'm wondering if they were hoping for a second season, and then the way they ended the first season is that I think that's what the second, like, probably the first episode of the second season would have been, was hopefully that whole satellite issue. Right? Adam, you still there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm still here.
But am I right? Was that when they met Ed? Was with the whole satellite deal?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm wondering if maybe that's what they were going to cover next, because I really would have loved to see the whole space trucker one. Episode come to life. You know, and I think, and I know, Danny, if Danny was here, he would say that he wasn't a big fan of the live action Vicious. Am I right, Adam?
Sure.
Okay. Because I remember him mentioning that one time before. And
of what now?
Oh, that Danny wasn't a fan of the live action Vicious.
Yeah, I actually have to take quarrel with it too, because I'm not a big fan of live action Vicious either.
Original series, you don't really see much of Vicious. I do
exactly.
Like, yeah, and I do like the live action where you can see a little bit more of him.
Yes,
but I think the way he's played.
That too, I think the way he's played, the way he's written,
and it's like, no knock, and it's no knock on the actor.
No. Case in point. Okay, I think Vicious in the original animated Cowboy Bebop is a very good antagonist because you don't see him as often, and it, which makes him a lot more menacing. When you put him in almost every episode, then it's sort of, you're not as afraid of him as much. Just case in point, this is going really way back. You know Power Rangers, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Okay, you know how Lord Zedd was brought in to the series, and like you had him in almost every episode, and like Rita Repulsa.
Oh yeah.
And Lord Zedd would always fail, they were always thwarted. Now, we both have listened to the audio drama of Power Rangers. I think the Lord Zedd on the audio drama is far more terrifying.
Oh yeah.
Than the one that's on screen, because the way they've written him is like less often, so he doesn't fail as much, so he doesn't look like a goofball as much.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, I've been hearing rumors that Netflix may be doing a reboot of sorts, but it's, from what I hear, it's going to be kind of similar to the fanfic audio drama, where it's going to be a little bit more darker. I'm interested to see that. Back to Cowboy Bebop.
There's a few other issues I have to take with the live action versus the original. In the original, this one is one of my favorite characters, even though he was only in the two part of Jupiter Jazz, and that's Gran? It's G-R-E-N.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I actually loved his backstory and loved how, he fought on Titan with Vicious. And, don't get me wrong, whatever they were going for in the live action, kudos. But that's not the Gran or Garn or whatever that we knew from the original. Like, you had this really good character that worked in this jazz club, and because the military did some experiments or drugs, it made him a hermaphrodite. It was a very good story, and I love this character so well. Then what they did to him in the live action is not
great. If they were to have a second season, they could have done that, but
you didn't. Like, there's certain characters that came in the original that showed up for an episode or two and were gone. Just like, I think I don't know if they did in live action, but in the original series, the one with the plant. The rare plant. The rare seed that, the boy was smuggling it for his sister.
I
don't recall them doing that kind of thing.
Because
Spike taught that boy how to kind of fight a little bit the way that he did.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if
they did. Know if
that boy dies or not. Oh, no, he does.
Yeah, he does. But yeah. Again.
But they didn't have that in the live action.
And again, though, I should have really actually sat down and maybe looked at what they covered. Because remember, there's at least 26 or 28 episodes in the original series.
Right. Right.
And so we only maybe caught a glimpse of the season because there's been more. So, and again, they only had like 10 episodes to, for the live action wise, to play with. So I can understand maybe why they chose some of the villains and stuff like that, that they chose, at least for the first season. And, you know, obviously they left it open because, unfortunately, they waited until the end to bring in Ed. But, you know, it... Yeah, The other thing that they changed is I don't remember Jet having a daughter.
No, he did not. He brought that in that whole storyline with his daughter and the doll. I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, I kind of liked it. It was
that was
cute,
funny,
but
it, that was a good change. But I do remember they also, did. Well, I do remember they did have something where they, it was like a niece or something like that.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
But there's another thing that they changed, like the clown that he fought. In the original, he was afraid of cats.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In the live action, they made him afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
And then another thing that they changed, like, instead of that one got the guy, they switched for Faye. They switched it to her mother, her storyline of like having amnesia because they, due to like being thawed out because she was.
Oh, hold on. No. No, that is somewhat true, because if you remember in the original, Faye actually doesn't know who she is.
This is very true, but
there is a major change. Hold on, there was a major change, though. Major change.
There was, because...
And it's... So they get the tape, right? But if I recall, during that episode, or maybe the episode after, and at that time, I think Ed was with them because they had to track down a Betamax, not a VHS. And I think in the live action, they used a VHS and not a Betamax.
But the other thing that they changed was instead, like in the original, it was a guy that had her unfrozen. Same name.
That's right. I remember now. And the way they...
From a guy to her mother.
Right. And I think the... And I love the fact that they kept the when they met Faye, I think the way they meet Faye was slightly different, but the fact that they still brought her back to the ship and handcuffed her into the bathroom, that's just so hilarious.
Right.
I mean, I'm so glad that they kept that. I know some of the other changes, again, the fact that we see more of Vicious and Julia, which I actually kind of liked, you know, getting to see Julia a little more, because I don't think you saw Julia much in the original. I know there's...
No, you don't.
I think the only time that you see her is like flashbacks, and the time that Faye actually, if I'm not mistaken, met her but didn't realize that that was Julia. Or am I thinking of a different person?
Not quite sure.
Because I could have sworn they met. But anyways, I digress. Now, we will say there is some, obviously, the language. There are some nudity in it. Especially,
there's a lot of nudity. Are you kidding me?
Well,
there's a lot more. Now, the original is like very graphic on the violence. And
yeah,
the live action, the same.
Oh, same.
But what the original didn't was put so much sex in it.
Right. Well,
and,
oh, yeah, well, that's
there was
true.
Not, there was, because then again, that wasn't called for the story to make it edgy. I mean, you had, right. You skipped out on cool and funny things like the whole, like the episode in which there was the thing that grew in the fridge because they didn't throw the food out, kind of thing. And,
That I would have loved to see that episode.
And,
but then again, that could have been season two.
That wasn't really needed.
That could have been season two. You know,
that could have been like but you make Faye more like the whole like nudity and the sex thing probably wasn't really necessary. It was probably good enough of a product without adding that kind of stuff.
But I don't think that there was that much. I think, well, okay, so
there's more than it should have.
Dude, I just watched the episodes like within the last 2 days. at least to me, I don't think there was much. I think the most nudity out of it was the red eye scene, the factory, where everyone was naked. They had their eyes sewn shut for some reason. I didn't understand that.
Ooh,
and then
we
get mowed down by Vicious.
Wait.
And that's
exactly why they.
Hmm?
Well, that's because the Red Eye Factory wasn't a thing in the original. No. But I just figured out. Stop talking. I figured, so before we started the show, like, that's very odd. Why would they have their eyes shown shut? It's like, remember what the product is.
Yeah.
Red eye.
Yep.
How do you consume red eye?
It kind of like a needle, but it's not. It's more of a spray. You spray it in your
right,
eye.
But where? Exactly. So why would they so the people that were producing red eye shut?
So that they couldn't use it themselves.
Exactly.
Which
That's why a lot of times you'll see, like, in movies and stuff, you'll have people, like, doing the cocaine or, like, packaging the cocaine or whatnot be completely naked. And the reason why that probably is because, well, you can't take something and hide it if you're nude.
Right. Right. The other thing, and I just started remembering this too. Now, the whole Jet and his old police partner, they did change a little bit of it, but it point for point, it was kind of the same, kind of. I would say, again, there's some, you know, differences. I I kind of like the daughter aspect. Just again, in a way, I think, you know, this live action was more of a retelling, but with some key points that they kept from the original, which, again, you know, I didn't mind it at all. I did like the fact that they did keep those three old guys that kind of show up every so often. It took me until like the, what is it, episode 9 or 10? I think it's 9. They were at the bowling alley when they surprised Faye. Oh no, this was the episode that they brought in the clown dude. It was the clown dude. And so I just like the fact that they kind of kept that in a little bit. Again, there's so many episodes that, you know, I would have loved to have seen in live action. And again, if they would have been able to have a second season, I think they could have covered, you know, the rest of the 26 or 28 episodes the original had. Again, with a little bit of, you know, added story and stuff like that. Now, I would have loved to see, because if I remember correctly, Julia does die. Wait, she dies in the original, doesn't she?
I think so.
I could be wrong. But I would like to see how, you know, she would run the syndicate and how she tortures Vicious. But yeah, no, I mean,
yeah.
I overall did enjoy watching the live action, especially the third time now. And, you know, Cowboy Bebop is one of my go-tos if I want to rewatch a series, along with Evangelion, Noir, Burst Angel, Outlaw Star. Those are the ones that, you know, if I'm going to watch a whole season again and again and again, those are the ones I'll watch. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I will catch something that I didn't catch the last time I watched it. Case in point, with, you know, how they use the props, you know, all the props that you see. I mean, you have to remember, I mean, this is like way out in the future. The fact that, you know, there's like, if they're on Mars or something like that, they'll have, you know, like Cuba, where, you know, they still have all the old classic cars and all that. You know, like old technology meets new technology. In Swordfish, you know, I really enjoyed the Swordfish. The fact that they had kept, you know, a lot of the original designs, as best as they could do. And I think the spaceship as well. And obviously there is a little bit of a change on that one. I think on how she got her ship, but again, I think Adam, dude, overall, I mean, I have to say, I think that they did a good job. I mean, overall, yes, there are some things that they could have changed or, again, at least have kept. But yeah, no, I just would have really loved to see how I lost my train of thought. but I do like it that they had, you know, the hot shots, you know, when they give out all the bounties. I think that little change with Faye and the mechanic, I think it was a little interesting way to go with that. Adam, is there like anything else? Like, is there anything that you do like from the live action? Adam, you're muted. Adam. Oh, you're what? Still there. Oh, I was just saying, overall though, what is your like overall take on these 10 episodes? I mean, you know, like I said, I enjoyed watching it, although I have a different perspective. I'm watching it with a different perspective. But like overall, I mean, like, is there a favorite yeah.
I thought they were okay. If you're a big fan of Cowboy Bebop, in like one to one for one, it's not. They made quite a bit of changes on certain scenes are not one for one, and they've changed a few of the character relationships. Just like they changed the relationship with Jet and Spike.
Oh yeah, that is right. That's true.
I don't think, if I remember correctly, Jet ever kicking Spike out of the Bebop or being part of the Bebop team ever during the original.
To be fair, there was a time where the Bebop team split, but then they came back together.
Right. Anyway, overall, it's an okay live action. It's not a terrible one. It's not a great one, but it's okay. If I want to watch Cowboy Bebop, I'll go with the original.
All right. So let me put you on this, and maybe I can see. Because at time of recording, I'll be talking to Danny tomorrow. So maybe I will ask him and maybe splice it in.
Okay.
But here's my question. And again, I will ask him this too. And maybe I can edit it in. But we have watched at least 3 or 4 live actions so far. Maybe One right. Piece.
Yeah.
Help me out here. One Piece.
We did One Piece. We did Avatar.
Oh yeah, Avatar. We just did Avatar Last Airbender.
Did the Cowboy Bebop just now. I think we've only done 3 so far.
Okay. now we need to make more of a habit of doing some live action comparisons. But out of the 3 now that we've covered, which one do you think did better? Because obviously when you when you go from an animated series to live action, or a book to live action,
One Piece.
So you think the adaptation for One Piece is better?
Yes, but okay. But the Avatar one is very close to being really like up there. But okay. Of the three, One Piece.
Okay.
It would go One Piece, Avatar, Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. I think for me, again, and you have to think, I'm a big fan of Cowboy Bebop, okay? I'm a huge fan.
I know you are.
I mean, and I will make sure I post this, but I've got some Cowboy Bebop Funko Pops. Funko Pop? I've got, you know, you got me, I forget the brand, but you got me a Spike, and then you found a Vicious. And
yes, I got it. I still have to send you the Vicious one.
Yes. And oh, I'm sure by the time this comes out, I'll already have it.
Probably.
But oh my God, I have to tell you though, trying to track down. Now, I am not a big fan of Funko Pops. I think they're cool. But when I found out that they had Cowboy Bebop ones, I started hunting.
And well, I got your first one.
Yes, and that was...
And that was Julia.
Julia. And then... So, again, I will make sure I will post a picture on our Facebook page. But I have Spike, and it's now. I don't know how many versions there are of these. The only one that I know of is Spike has two versions. I think there's like the original one, or a Chase one, or something like that, where he's just in his suit. And I think that one was going for like $100 or something like that. But the ones that I was chasing, your mainline ones, Hot Wheel term, I guess. I collect Hot Wheels. But I have this bike from, who's kind of dressed up as when he was hunting down the little slime dude, slime monster dude from when he left the meat in the freezer. And then I've got two of the Ed and Eins. So there's one version of Ed and Ein where Ed's on a trike and Ein is, or not a trike, a bike, a motorbike, and he's got Ein in his backpack. The other one is Ed and Ein, but Ed is sitting crisscross applesauce, with Ein being separate. And then I got Julia, Faye, Vicious, and finally got Jet. It took me months to find a Jet. And I okay, I went to Kokomo Toys and Collectibles, where I actually got who do I get? I think I got Vicious. I got a couple of them, but I did get a at least one or two from Kokomo Toys and Collectibles in Indiana. I did get one from Fudd's Video in Muncie, Indiana. I managed to pick up. I think one of the Ed and Ian's actually got somewhere here in Indiana as well. And then I picked up, and I forgot the name of the place at the mall in Ashtabula, Ohio. But I did pick up one there. And then I even went to a toy collector show in Fort Wayne, and I managed to pick up, the soda pop figures that they got that come in a little can. I did pick up a couple of those. I got a Faye. I have Faye, Spike, and Ed. So I got the soda pop version of those when I was at Kokomo Toys and Collectibles. On a side note, while I did not go empty-handed, I did get a Sword Art Online one that they did for the soda cans. But no, I went to Books A Million. Or not Books A Million. Anyways, I went to a bookstore at the mall in Muncie and found Jet. I'm like, holy crap. So in my mind, I've completed the Funko Pop set that I was looking for. I'm sure that there's more out there, but now I have to hunt the Evangelion ones because I found out that they had ones too. And I would have got them while I was at the toy show, but they were a little pricey.
Yeah, some of the bigger Funko Pops can get a little pricey.
They can be.
All righty, Josh. I think it's just about time for us to wrap up this episode.
I think so too. And hey, you know, I do need to say this. We are on Facebook now. We do have a Facebook channel. It's because of the linking of the RSS feed, and it's because, you know, I think by the time this drops, there's no more Google Podcasts. So hopefully, if you have been listening to us on Google Podcast, that you transfer everything to YouTube Music or YouTube. I don't know how they're doing it. I just know that we're able to put it in audio RSS feed to YouTube now. Maybe one of these days we may actually throw up a live action video of us chatting away. But that's going to be quite a while. And we could really, really use your feedback. We know you guys are out there. You know, I have our links down below. I have the Linktree link, and you can contact us, you know, through Messenger or through Facebook, what have you. We just definitely, please give us feedback. We feel that, you know, we can change some things, keep some things. Any topics you want us to cover, anything, please hit us up. You know, we would greatly appreciate it, because as much ideas that we have, we would like to hear from you guys. So again, I'll have the link below, and Adam, why don't you send us off.
Marathon, Johnny.
from Indiana. Later.
This podcast was founded by Joshua Keck and Adam Hart. Produced by Joshua Keck, Adam Hart, and Danny Steinbrecher. Edited by Joshua Keck. Music by Ari Epstein. Artwork by Kayla McClure. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thattimewestartedananimepodcast. On Discord at thattimewestartedananimepodcast. And on Patreon at patreon.com/thattimewestartedananimepodcast.